The annual appropriations process is underway in the new Congress. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, explains how this process affects agriculture.
First step will be the Agriculture Appropriations Subcommittees will begin to hold hearings focusing on the various mission areas within USDA and looking at the President's budget proposal, which is expected to be released the first week of February. And this will be the opportunity for the committees to ask questions and look at what the priorities are within the budget and how those match up with the funding priorities for Congress.
As part of the process,
for the cotton industry, some key priorities that we'll be focused on is maintaining sufficient funding for the boll weevil and pink bollworm eradication programs, funding for the Foreign Agricultural Service, which provides market development and market promotion funding that is utilized by Cotton Council International for growing our export markets, and then also research funding through the Agricultural Research Service to maintain the 3 gin labs across the country.
As part of this year's appropriations process,
it's expected to be much more open and what's referred to as a regular order where each of the spending bills are considered independently. Part of what comes with that type of consideration is the potential for harmful or damaging amendments that could be offered that could potentially impact the current farm bill, some of the programs that are included there, things such as crop insurance or trying to reduce funding for some of the key Farm Bill programs. So that will be an area of focus throughout this year to make sure that we can defend against those type of harmful amendments as the appropriations process moves forward.